We all know that one of the very fundamental isurim that we find in the Torah is the isur of Lashon Hara. And the source we find is the story about Miriam HaNeviah, where she spoke ill. She said Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, her brother, and she got severely punished for it. She got saras, she got had to wait chutz l'machaneh, and it's something that the Torah tells us, zechor, remember this maisa about Miriam for all generations. And in fact, the Ramban tells us that it's a mitzvah incumbent on every person, a person that has a mitzvah to tell his children about this story. Because the Torah says, zechor, have some type of zecher and commemoration. And remember this story for all eternity, the evil and the destruction that comes about through the saying of Lashon Hara. In fact, the Mogen Avraham says something very interesting. The Mogen Avraham says, what is the pshat that we don't have a special Kriya Satira, a special laning, in order to remember the story of Miriam, just as we do when it comes to the Zechira of the story of Amalek, how Amalek attacked us after Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we have Parsha Zohar, the Parsha where we lane the story about Amalek attacking us in order to commemorate, in order to remember the Nes that occurred at that time and how Amalek attacked us and brazenly tried to show the world how we were vulnerable. And how come over here we don't find such a thing? By Miriam also, the Torah tells us remember it, and there is no Kriya for the Parsha of Miriam. And the Mogen Avraham says something very interesting. It says the Mogen Avraham, we don't have a Kriya in order to remember the story of Miriam because the story is about the Gnus of a Tzaddik. We don't want to have a public spectacle, a public Kriya in commemoration of a story that really told us something that a big Tzaddik did that was actually very wrong. And therefore, since she actually violated something, she did something wrong, Miriam, she said Lashon Hara, we don't want to make a public Kriya out of this story. And therefore, we don't have a kriya about it, but it's a mitzvah to remember it. And Alpi Zoyar and Alpi the Shla Kaddish says that the Shla says you should mention the Sheish Schiris every single day. And one of the Schiris is the story of Miriam, because it's a big Indian to keep this on your mind, the evils that come with Lashon Hara. At any rate, there's a very Yisraelistic Heter that the Gemara tells us about Babasra Lamed Tes about Lashon Hara. And the question is, what is included in this Heter? The Torah tells us, the Gemara says, if Lashon Hara is said in the presence of three people, Ba'apei Tlasa, it's Mutter. Now, what does this mean? This is a very ambiguous statement. What does it mean? Lashon Hara that is said in front of three people is Mutter. There's no Isser of Lashon Hara. So there's two shittas, two primary opinions in the Rishonim as to how to define this Heter. Taisis Shita is that the Heter is said about the Medaber and not the Shemeya. And that it's Mutter for the Medaber to say words of Lashon Hara in front of three people. Now, how could it be Mutter? L'chaira, it doesn't make sense. If you're telling me it's Osir Gomor to say Lashon Hara in front of one person and in front of two people, then certainly it should be Osir to say Lashon Hara in three people, which is like a public forum. So what's the heter of Lashon Hara Ba'apei Tlasa according to Taisus? So the Chafetz Chaim tells to Taisus and Erechin, and he says that Taisus and Erechin is informing you about his opinion also in Baba Basra, and the Shita of Taisus is as follows. Certain statements that one makes can be very much ambiguous. They can be interpreted both in a positive light and in a negative light. L'moshel, if a person says the Chafetz Chaim, Yenim, Pliny, has always fire lit in his house. In other words, it's like someone saying, you know, this guy, he's always having a matziv in his house. He's always having people over. So that can be interpreted two ways. Either he's always having people over because he's a tremendous Baal Chesed, and he's always having some hospitality, and he's always providing people with assistance, and he's always having people who can't afford it stay by him for meals and stay by him for sleeping arrangements, and he's just a very nice guy. That's one way to interpret it. The second way to interpret it is He's always having people over, and it's always a matzah because it's a hangout. You know, people don't take life too seriously in that home. People are not that erlich, and therefore, it's always a, you know, a happening place. So there's two ways how to interpret the story. So on that, the Gemara is telling you that we have a heter of ba'apitloso. What does that mean? That you shouldn't be saying such a statement, which can be interpreted negatively if it's being said in front of one person or two people, because you might mean it in a negative light. However, if you say it in front of three people, then we can assume that you mean it in a positive light. Because since you're saying it in a public forum, mestama, you don't mean to say something that's degrading or say something that's that is not very nice about someone else, birabim. Mestama, you don't mean it in a negative light. So we can assume that you mean it in a positive light if you're saying it in front of three people. So that is the heter of Taisvis, that if you say something that's can be misamra betray ampi, that's something that can be interpreted in two ways, both in a positive way and a negative way. If you say it in front of three people, it can be assumed that you mean it positively, and therefore there's a heter for you to say it over in that way. The Rashbam and the Rambam have a different interpretation of this heter, and they hold that the heter of Lashon Hara Ba'apei Tloso is not for the Medaber. Rather, it's for the Shemeya. If it's for the three Shemim who are present when a person says over Lashon Hara and say these Rishayim, that there in fact is no heter. There is, Lemaisa, no heter for the Medaber. He was over an Isser if he said Lashon Hara in the presence of three people. That's not an excuse if there are three people there for a carrot. It's worse. So what's the heter Ba'apei Tloso? The heter is that the Gemara says, Chavr Chavr Islay. The Gemara tells us that when something is said in front of three people, we assume word will spread. And therefore, the news will get around regardless of whether you tell another person that wasn't there or not. Because since it was said in public, the news will get around, and therefore, even if you tell someone over the information that you heard, it's not Lashon Hara, because we assume that he'll end up hearing from other people since it was said publicly. That is the Shita of the Rambam and the Rashbam. So it comes out, according to them, if you're in a group setting and you hear someone say Lashon Hara, l'chayr, you're allowed to go and say to someone else. Why? Because the definition of Lashon Hara is saying something negative to someone about someone else that the Shemeya won't hear if you wouldn't have told him. But if he certainly will hear, like the case of Ba'apei Tloso, it's mutter to tell him because he anyways will hear it even if you don't spread this information weiter. However, there's a very big caveat for this heter, and the Rambam himself articulates this caveat. Says the Rambam, the entire heter to say it weiter, to tell over the information to a different party that wasn't there when it was said in front of three, that is only true if your kavana is not to disseminate the information and to spread the word. It is only mutter if, let's say, it happens to find its way into your conversation, or you're doing it for a specific reason, but not to go and spread the word that this Pliny did whatever he did. If you have kavana to go and say over the news, to spread the negative information about the person that Lashon Hara was said about, it's usur even if you're a Shemeya and even if it was said Ba'apei Tloso. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, both heterim that emerge from the Rishayim are quite difficult to implement halach lemaisa. A, the Shita of Taisvis is that the heter of Ba'apei Tloso is for the Medaber, but it's only true. It's only a heter if you, in fact, were saying something that could be interpreted both ways. It's something that's ambiguous. And therefore, if something's clearly negative, there is no heter. And according to the Rambam and the Rashbam, there's a heter for the Shemeya, for someone hearing this Lashon Hara, to spread it weiter, but only if he doesn't have kavana and clear intent to spread the word to a different party that wasn't present at the original setting. And therefore, again, it's difficult to implement on a practical level. But this, in fact, this heter does have quite a nafkamina when it comes to seeing something in the news. If you see, let's say, a story in the paper, then l'chayra, that's ba'apei tloso, So if you have the condition of not being mechaven to spread it weiter, there would be a heter of the Rambam and the Rashbam, that since it's certainly going to spread anyways, regardless of whether you tell the guy or not, therefore there is no iser of Lashon Hara to spread it further if your kavanah is not to, in fact, spread the information further.